Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? I seem to have lost my Facebook Live video, so don't mind me while I try to fix that. But for those of you who are listening, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and this is Embracing Your Essence, which is Lilydale Radio. Okay, hold on 2 seconds. I can't do two things at once, apparently. Okay, we'll see what happens here. Okay, now we're on. Sorry, Facebook people, but I lost the feed, and here we are. So I do want to thank you all for watching and listening today. We've got a little great show planned today. I promised last week, during last week's show, that I would have a shorter topic today because you know how I do like to talk, and so I could take more callers and answer more questions on Facebook. So we'll talk a little bit about a topic and some other things, and then we'll get to talking to people. It'll be so much fun. So this is Lilydale Radio, as I said, and it is the one of the outreach sort of programs of Lilydale Assembly. And if you go to lilydaleassembly.org, you can find all sorts of information about what's going on at Lilydale. And if you go to my website, colleenvanderzijden.com, or quick link, psychicmediumcolleen.com, you can get information about me. Now, I did just update my free download. I shouldn't say I updated it. I hired somebody to update it. I have a new free download on my website. It is about being happy. So if you go on there, you can get that. And it's actually pretty good, if I say so myself. So, and what else do I have to tell you? I don't even know. As you can see, I still have my Christmas stuff behind me because I have not undecorated yet. My Christmas tree did fall down on, I think it was December 30th. It was lovely, quite a nice little mess. So I did undecorate the tree, of course, but I've left everything else up. Maybe tomorrow. I just can't seem to get to it yet. Maybe because the tree came down a little earlier than I planned. So today's topic is all about resetting your energy. Hi, Julie. Hi, Joanna. Thank you for watching. We are going to talk about how to reset your energy when things are going on in your life. Just a simple strategy that I've used. And if you're just joining in, this is Lilydale Radio. And I had a whole bunch of stuff at the top of the feed on my Facebook page that told you what we were going to do, what you could do, but it didn't work. So here we are. You can call in at 818-739-8818. And you can also ask questions through Facebook with the comments if you want to do that as well. And as I promised last week, I'm going to have a shorter topic and we will take callers and talk to people on Facebook and everything. It'll be so much fun. So talking about resetting our energy, everything is energy. We are energy. You know how when you walk in a room and all of a sudden you just feel off, something's going on, it's just not quite right there. Maybe somebody in the room is off. Maybe the energy of the room is off. Whatever it is, you know how that goes. Now, when we are in alignment with ourselves, who we truly are, when we're feeling most like ourselves, we have a specific vibrational energy that each of us has. It is not that everyone has the same vibrational energy or frequency, and we all have our own individual unique vibration. When we feel most like ourselves, we feel calm, we're content, we're peaceful, we might feel empowered. You know how when you get in the flow and in the zone of doing something and it just works, 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 that's when you are in alignment with your vibration. Now, unfortunately, life gets in the way sometimes of our great vibration. When I explain to people how healing energy works, when I'm doing a healing on someone and I'm explaining what happens, I always explain to people that they have an ideal vibration and situations can adjust our vibration, change it in some way. Our thoughts, our emotions, things can happen around us that can shift our vibration. And when this happens, we don't feel right. We might have bad emotions. We might be stressed out. You all know the effect that stress can have on your body and how it can affect you. That is a perfect example of how your energy is affected by stress, by your emotions and your thoughts. It's a perfect example because we all get that. We understand that. When I explain that to people, who are not very aware of energy and how it works, that I can see that that makes sense to them. It's the same thing when I explain how to do sound healing. I used to do sound healing a lot with tuning forks. And when I could say that your vibration should be a certain way, and if I use a tuning fork, I can use the sound vibration to shift your energy. People could understand that too, because it's scientific, okay? So the energy is so very important, and having a good vibrational energy. When we don't feel right, when we feel a little bit off, when we don't feel like ourselves, I don't know how many times I've had clients say, I just don't feel like me anymore. I don't feel right anymore, and I don't know what to do about it. And I, being the healthy person, always have different ways to get there. You know, just speaking of vibration and sound vibrations, you can use music to shift how you're feeling. You can use sounds to shift. You can listen to them. You can create sounds. You could play with tuning forks, whatever you want to do. That can help you shift your energy. So that's a simple strategy, not the one I primarily want to talk about tonight, but it came into my head, so it came out of my mouth. You know, we get worried about what's happening in our lives, and we have that fear of uncertainty, the fear of the unknown and how that can affect us. Have you ever watched yourself sometimes when you're going about your day and everything's fine, you feel okay, there's nothing wrong, all of a sudden you just get in a really weird mood, and it could be you picking up on the energy around you, particularly if you're a sensitive person, because sensitive people are like little sponges. We just pick up everything around us if we're not aware. Sometimes what can happen is if you watch your thoughts, you can start out with, you know how your mind just goes from one thing to the next, and if you're not careful, you could take yourself from a good mood to a bad mood without even knowing how you got there. It could just happen. So if you ever notice yourself getting a little bit off, you don't feel quite right, figure out what happened right before that preceded the shift, because you might find it's your thoughts. And if it is your thoughts, then you can just shift them back the other way. If it's something around you, it's something you need to pay attention to, then pay attention to it. Lots of times we use our energy to avoid recognizing what we really need. We deny what our inner self wants to express. Instead, we use our energy to create stress, worry, fear, all of those things, doubt. Our life problems come up, and we step right into those emotions and into the worries and the thoughts, and we use our energy to create that instead of using our energy to get closer to who we really are. My answer to everything is everything, absolutely everything. I should really test my theory here, is that you can solve everything by knowing who you really are. That's my theory. I will work on that till I die, and then I'll let you know after I'm dead if I agree with myself. Our minds are what's changing our healthy vibration. That's moving us out of that healthy one into something that's less than optimal. Years ago, I was in a relationship, many years ago now, that I stayed there a lot longer than I should have. I ignored things. I hoped the problems would go away. I kept thinking things would get better, you know. In a way, I'm an optimist. Another way, I also was just denying what was happening. I didn't trust what my inner self was saying. We have to go with what our inner self wants to express. And if we're not aware that we even have that, or aware that we can touch in with it and get information, then that's when we're going to run into problems. Joanna is saying she's chosen to know her own truth. And that is exactly what I'm saying. Thank you, Joanna. It's so perfect. It's exactly what it is. We have to be true to ourselves, who we are, who we want to be, without beating ourselves up in that kind of thing. If we use our energies to deny what's happening around us, to ignore it or resist it, we'll start to create all those negative emotions and feelings. We'll start to have stress. In my case, for my relationship issue, I started having all these physical symptoms that were craziness. I was having insomnia, stomach aches, I started getting chronic fatigue syndrome, all of this stuff. I was using my energy up so much to cover up what I should have been facing, to the point that I ended up making myself sick. It was like my body didn't have the energy it needed to live in a healthy way. There was nothing physically wrong with me. You know, if I went to the doctor, they'd be like, there's nothing wrong with you. And it was all just created in my head because I was ignoring how I was really feeling. I didn't want to know. I wasn't validating my true self, and that got in my way, of course. Now, that was one of the opening things that helped me recognize how powerful our emotions are, how powerful our mind is. and what our mind can do if we're not aware. Now, if we are aware, can you think about that? What we would be able to do if we are so aware of the power of our minds, if it can create such havoc without us even being aware, if we were to channel our energy into a positive situation, a positive thought pattern, whatever it is we need to change, we might be surprised what we can create for ourselves. We can create this unlimited life that we actually have. We just sometimes don't know it because of life and how life happens for us, our situations and challenges. But if we can focus our mind, that helps. So what you want to do is you want to pay attention. Pay attention to how you're feeling. If you don't feel in alignment with yourself, if you don't feel like you're in the zone, if you don't feel like everything's flowing the way you want it to be, you're not feeling like yourself, that means there's something you need to learn. You need to figure it out. Your emotions will point you in the direction you need to go. So the first thing you need to do, of course, be aware. It's the simple one, right? It's one of those things where people go, oh, we all know that. Yeah, we know that. No problem. But then we don't do it. We don't through. These are the simple things in life. You know you should do this or that, but you don't do it. So if you're aware, you can become aware that you can change your energy. You can be aware of what your inner self is trying to communicate. Now, in terms of depression or anxiety and mental health concerns that are on the more serious side, so many of those, and I am not a scientist or a doctor, a medical person or anything, I don't really know much about this, but so much of that comes from some kind of chemical issues in our minds and things like that. So I don't want you to think that I'm dismissing those serious concerns. I've gone through depression myself, and I actually have seasonal affective disorder, and in the winter is very difficult for me. If the sun's not out after a while, I just feel horrible. So I understand those things. I understand where they're coming from. My family, members of my family have suffered from depression and other things like that. So I understand this very well in that regard, not the scientific part. So I just want to make sure you understand that I understand that. Because even with that, you can still take some of these action steps that I talk about every week on my shows to work on changing your energy and to just plan ahead and figure out what you want to do when something happens. Just having an awareness that you do have the power to shift how you're feeling is most of the battle there. Just knowing you can do it. And sometimes all you need is a few strategies to move into that. So what you want to do, again, awareness, then you want to make sure you plan ahead. If you know you're prone to reacting a certain way when you have a problem, then you have to plan ahead and decide how you're going to react so you don't step into that negative energy. When you're feeling good, that's the time to make the plan. If I'm feeling depressed and I'm not quite on top of things, I can't think of anything to do. I don't know what to do to make myself feel better. So when I'm feeling better, I try to make my plan ahead of time. And so I know what can help me move out of negativity and all of that. Now, here's my strategy that I love. I call it the reset button. And don't worry, I'm almost done talking. I know you're going to faint right there. But I call it the reset button. You know how when something goes wrong with our technology and they say to unplug it and it'll reset, or you have a literal reset button and you can do that. We have that as well. A period of time not so long ago, I was going through some tough things in my life and I didn't know what to do with it. I couldn't get It was one problem after another, and it was negative, and I had no control over what was happening. So it's not that I could fix the situations or the challenges. And I noticed I was starting to get a little bit worked up in my head. And as this was going on, I heard myself say, I need to reset my energy. And I thought, right, I do. And then I realized I had subconsciously created ways to reset my energy. So everybody has their own method, their own strategy or technique to reset their energy. When you feel most like you, that's what you want to do to reset your energy. Some people like to be out in nature. Nature is a great healer. Nature is very wonderful for so very many people. We like to sit by the water. Maybe you want to sit outside and read. That's what I like to do in the summer. I like to sit in the sun and read a book. We like to walk in the woods. I like to be creative. Some people like to be creative. They want to make music, listen to music, do art, write things, knit, paint, crafts. There's so many other ways of being creative. Some people like to have animals around them, take care of animals, be there with them, and that makes them feel like themselves the best. Some people need the self-care aspect. Maybe they need to get a good massage. Maybe they need to sit in a hot tub and just relax, or sit in front of a fire, and that can be very relaxing as well. Get a facial, whatever it is. Sometimes people really enjoy the social aspect, being out with friends. Then, we have the spiritual things, going to church and connecting with people of like mind, which can be very awesome in helping us get back to ourselves and figure out who we really are. So what is it that makes you feel most like you? You'll find it's an activity frequently that you want to do. And sometimes with life, we don't have as much time to do it as we want. So if there's something you're longing to do and you're not doing it, that's probably what you need to do to help reset your energy. What do you gravitate to when you're overwhelmed with worry? What did you do in the past? Now, self-medicating with drugs and alcohol, we all know, is not a good thing. If that's something you do, I recommend you don't, and try to find something a little bit more natural. I like to handle my stress by writing. When I sit down and I start writing, and it could be as simple as working on a project, working on a radio show topic to make sure I have things to say when you're here. Maybe it's working on my book. Maybe it's creating a workshop, something like that. Maybe it's sometimes it's just writing to get my thoughts out onto the paper and get them out of my head. So those are the things I like to really do, is just get into the writing mode. That makes a huge difference for me. So we're all unique. You have your own thing that you can work with, you can do, you want to do, that will help you feel most like you. I started doing watercolor painting a couple years ago, and I'm not very good at it. I go to lessons, but when I'm painting, I get totally in the present moment. You cannot paint something and be worrying about something else. You just can't. When I'm practicing my violin, I can zone out and get into my zone for myself, too. So there's all sorts of things. So I'm sure you have things out there. Kristen is saying, I love massages. Oh, me too. I have the best massage therapist. If you're near Lilydale, I will tell you who that is. Christine Freeberry. Amazing. Amazing. Michelle, hi. Nice to see you. Joanna saying she loves the beach. Yes, we all have our thing. Isn't it awesome? So that's a simple little strategy, and I just wanted to give you a simple one today so I can get to all these callers and people who have questions. Just a simple strategy. Be aware of what makes you feel most like you. As I said, my answer to everything is whenever I don't feel right, it's okay. How am I off from my alignment of myself? How am I off, and I need to figure it out? But this little strategy gets me back to me. So give that a whirl. See what you think about it. Okay, how's my record time? Oh, look at this. Wasn't this amazing? I did this so quickly. I know the people online are very happy about that. So this is what we're going to do. This is Lilydale Radio, if you did just join in fairly recently. It's called Embracing Your Essence. It is a sort of an outreach kind of thing for Lilydale Assembly. And Lilydale is the largest spiritual community in the world. And the summer program should be coming out maybe in March. Maybe it'll be online in about March, I think. You can call in at 818-739-8818. I'll say it again because I posted it on the top, but then my Facebook Live didn't work, so I had to start over. 818-739-8818. You can call in if you want to talk about a spiritual or a metaphysical topic. You have a question about something, maybe a question about how to do healing or how to be a medium or whatever. You can call to talk in. You can call in to talk about the topic of the day, which is energy. You can talk about spiritual strategies or suggestions if you're having a problem and you're looking for more of a coaching thing. I am a registered medium at Lilydale, but I am also a certified life coach. And as a life coach, I do like to help people take action to create their best lives. And if you've watched or listened to any of my shows before, you know this is what I talk about all the time, strategies to help you live your best life. When my book comes out someday, hopefully this year, we'll see, cross fingers, it is all about strategies to help people handle their problems, handle their life challenges. My online course hopefully will be out at the end of the month. I've been working on that very hard, and we will see. I will let you know when it is available. You can also call in if you want to do a brief mediumship reading. And a mediumship reading is when we do talk to dead people. But I'm one who will say anything. Anything pops in my head, it's going to come out of my mouth. So just be prepared if you have not experienced me before. I just go and we just have fun. It's all good. So what I'll do is I'm going to take some callers. Yay. So I take the last four digits of your telephone number and I will say them. And then when you come on, if you could just give me your name, that would be awesome because it would help me just, you know who you are. So here we are. We are going to go to number 1311. 1311. You are first. Yay.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
I wanted to take my phone off speaker. My name is Donna. Thank you for taking my call. I don't know if this is a question pertaining to, I heard everything you were talking about. I was just wondering, like, I haven't been, out and about for a long time, and, I've been trying to get out there and stuff, and I went to a diner to eat the other morning, and this police officer, he was standing there, and we kind of noticed each other. I don't know if you do you have any insight on do you know if that would be a match or anything? I see him all the time in there.
Well, okay. Let's see how I'm going to handle this one. The thing is, as a coach, I'm going to step into it as a coach for a minute. I don't know who keeps calling me tonight on my phone and trying to interrupt me. It's really funny while I'm talking to you people. Nobody ever calls while I'm doing my radio show, and tonight I've had all these phone calls. Very strange. So as a coach, I'm going to step into that for a minute. How do you, when you see this person, do you communicate? Do you guys say hi and that kind of thing?
No, not at all. It's just he just, stands out, and he's usually up in front. I usually go in for takeout, so, no, not really. It's just a eye-catching kind of thing, and it's kind of new for me.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because when you said that you were trying to get out more, and that was the first thing I thought about, was that I wonder if she's trying to get out there more to meet somebody and get out there and have a relationship. And apparently that might be part of it. And it is interesting,
yes,
too.
But going for breakfast at 5 in the morning, I wasn't, even thinking that, because I don't like to go to bars and clubs and stuff like that,
Yeah, we definitely don't want to, I don't know, meeting people in bars these days is really not the way to do it. It's just, I don't know, it's not really so great. But I have to tell you, though, I understand, with you getting out there and you're trying to meet people more, and that's perfect and absolutely perfect for you. And I'm wondering, too, about you getting out and doing some classes, workshops, that kind of thing. Do you go to anything like that ever?
No, I do. I do housekeeping in a hospital, and I am like drained when I get home, and on my days off,
sure.
I'm just basically, doing stuff around the house, or watch some TV or something, and and I've been starting to work out more. I just got my hair cut. I'm starting to do things for me, and
be perfect.
Because in the summer, the only thing I do on my days off, I get in my car. And I live 45 minutes away from Atlantic City, and I go and sit on the beach, and that is my love time, the beach.
Yes, and that's perfect. The thing is, and it's, I'm so glad you said that, actually, because what we do here is always talking about, getting back to yourself and who you are, and you're doing those things. It is a little more difficult when, you work a job that's very stressful or time-consuming, and when you're drained,
yes.
Because then it's hard to find the time to go out because you don't really want to. You just want to stay home and do nothing because you're tired.
Right.
But at the same time, I do want to say you've been getting out there. You've been going places. You're making the effort. So that's perfect. You just keep doing that. Without effort, nothing will change. And you know that. So that's a good thing. And I want to get back to this policeman. Now, it's not really mediumship realm here. It's more of a psychic thing right now. So I don't want to get too far into that since it is a Lilydale show, not my psychic show, which is on Thursdays.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because I'm still going to talk about my feelings of this. Because what I'm getting a sense of, and the reason I'm getting this sense is because I've been there as well, where we look at somebody and they catch our interest, and then in our heads we start to create something, you know, and what we're doing is we're creating potential, we're creating opportunity. The problem is if we don't take action on it, that can become a runaway train. And before we know it, we're madly in love with someone we've never talked to. And so we don't want to go that way. So it's more of a feeling of, I want to make sure you actually just walk up to the guy and say hi and see what happens and just say hi. You don't have to say, hey, you know, I think you're really hot and I'd like to go out with you. You don't have to do that. You just want to see what happens, because you may walk up to him and all of a sudden go, ooh, his energy feels weird to me. I don't know. This isn't quite right. You know, or you might walk up to him and go, well, he seems really nice. Oh, okay. And, you know, you just don't know. So that's always fun to just say hi. I know it's hard to do because we don't want to do that, but that gives you a little bit more fact, and then you're not going to run off, you know, and become a runaway train in your thoughts there. And it is interesting too, because I'm wondering, did you ever watch the movie? Hold on. What's it called? Crap. Legally Blonde. Did you ever watch that movie, Legally Blonde?
Yes.
Do you remember the one, I think it's the second movie maybe, where the person who does the manicures is like madly in love with the UPS guy, but she never talks to him.
Yes, yes.
Scared. That just popped into my head. So just remember that, because look what happened. They got married, and man, he was real hot. So you know, I don't know why that popped into my head, but it just did. So keep that in mind, you know. Just say hi and see what happens, because really what I want you to do is just kind of go with the feeling. You know, if you feel something, go with it and see what happens. So,
The weird thing about it is I'm 56, and he looks like he's in his 50s too, and, you know, looks like he takes care of himself, and so do I. So it's very hard at this age, and it doesn't happen often. So when I catch somebody's eye, you know what I mean, that's unusual for me, so that's why it stood out.
So that's why you need to take the action. So take a little action, see what happens. You know what, whatever, you got nothing to lose. It won't be any different than it was before, so you would take some action.
Well, okay, all right,
so I'll let you go, but it was so nice talking to you.
Thank you. You do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and that was Donna. So if you're just joining in, of course, you can call in. You can ask questions about problems, and I'll move into coaching mode. You can ask questions about metaphysical things, whatever it is. We can do a brief mediumship reading, see who comes in from the other side, whatever happens. We're going to have some fun and see where we go. And somebody is still calling me from Damascus, Pennsylvania. Okay, if it's somebody online who's thinking you're going to get through to the radio show, because this happened once before, the number is 818-739-8818. I have no idea what's going on. It's very strange. Maybe spirits are trying to get a hold of me. So our next caller, we are going to move to this number, 3523. I'm writing it down so I don't get lost. Hello, what's your name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel? Okay, I want to make sure I heard you correctly. And so how can I help you today? I love your name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to see if any messages are coming through on spirit.
Okay. I have, you know, it's interesting. All of a sudden, I just got this really strange feeling over my body, and I tend to feel spirit as they come in.
Yeah.
And I've got a woman coming in, and I don't know how to describe how I'm feeling, actually. It's almost as though I'm, okay, how can I do this? Help me. It's kind of like I'm inside of myself and I can't get out. I don't know what that means. I've never said that before. It's a feeling of being trapped in my body. I can't do things. I feel like my body's not working. Do you have a woman on the other side who something happens with her body and she can't get out of her body or something? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's so weird.
Oh, I just don't know. I've known several people, several women that have passed. Tammy, Kim, my mom. You know, my kid. What? Kim, my mom, or my grandma, my mom, my aunts.
Okay.
You know,
Okay, I'm going to keep describing her and see if she'll come through with something that really helps us clarify, because it's really weird. My head feels weird. Did any of them have a dementia or something going on in the head that would affect their personality and their being able to move?
Well, I knew a girl about in 92 that was passed. It was my girlfriend, and she was raped and murdered. And he hit her on the back of the head with a monkey wrench.
Oh.
And
okay.
She liked that song by Amy or something or other, you know, Drown Me in Shallow Water. Remember that song?
Interesting.
In shallow
okay.
water, and he threw her in a plastic pool down the thing, so he dragged her after he knocked her out, and she was bleeding, and she threw her in the pool, and she was unconscious, and then, of course, she drowned.
Oh,
something
my goodness.
Like that. So
okay.
That might be her.
I'm wondering. Yeah, because it's such a weird feeling in my body. I can't control my body. I can't do what I need to do, and that would make sense. And what was happening up there in the head and everything. Okay, I wonder. Let me find out more about her and see. It is interesting to find out who will come through. You know, they want opportunities. And the thing is with her, tell me if this is true, because the way I'm feeling her is I get such a sense of someone who's a sensitive person, you know, feels, and I mean feel.
Pisces.
Yeah.
So,
she's a Pisces?
March 7th.
Okay.
March 7th, the day of abstract structure.
Okay, and it's the feeling of the sensitivity, the feeling of trusting, the feeling of, in some ways, she reminds me of a kid, you know, she's got that youthful kind of energy there, and that trusting energy as well. She tells me that you were really good with her, and you were there for her. You
yeah,
were somebody that
yeah.
yeah, you protected
okay,
her, you
yeah.
were there for her. All of that, she's actually wanting to thank you for that, because she says you showed her. I get a feeling with her too that I'm going to backtrack for just a second. I get a feeling with her that she tries to protect herself a little bit. I don't feel like she's as open as she might want to be. It takes her a while to be open and tell people what she's really thinking, but you helped her kind of be more comfortable with that and be herself. So she does want to acknowledge that. She does talk, too, about her passing here, because she's bringing me back to these really strange feelings I'm getting. And as she's talking about that, there is a sense with her of forgiveness that is very strong. Would you happen to know if someone who's connected with her, you know, her parents or siblings, somebody, you even, who had to really work on forgiveness, to let go of the anger and the hatred of that?
Well, it was really hard on her mom, and I was friends with her for a while, but she was a very stubborn, narrow Capricorn on January 16th. And,
okay.
I don't know if that was her.
Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering, because she's giving me the impression somebody, it took a while, but we had to move into that forgiveness, and she's emphasizing this forgiveness. And, of course, you know, on the other side, they have, my opinion, they have a much broader perspective than we do as humans. And she's wanting to acknowledge this kind of thing within you as well, that you are... also one who moves into conscious choices of letting go of the negativity, letting go of problems and forgiving people, knowing full well, and I know you understand this, but I'm going to explain it for other people, knowing full well that holding on to things is what's holding us back. That doesn't mean we forgive somebody and we bring them back into our lives. We just forgive them and move on. And she's acknowledging that for you. And I'm wondering if that has been a significant part of your growth as a person. Has it been?
Yeah, I've helped a numerous amount of people that have kind of betrayed me and, you know, that kind of thing. So I just have to let it go.
Yeah. And she's acknowledging that. So it's a positive expression from her that she wants to share. And so she's very happy about that. And she wants to, again, thank you for having been a part of her life. And she says, and you also haven't forgotten her, which is important to acknowledge, too. You know, it's not that you're thinking about her every day or anything like that, but every now and then it's like she bops into your head and you recognize she's present or you remember her. And she acknowledges that, too. And would you happen to know, one more thing before I let you go, would you happen to know if someone established a memorial of some sort in her honor that happens every year or did happen to every year?
You know, I think the other girl, she owed some money to her girlfriend. And they were both the year of the monkey, you know, anything can happen. So, and she owed her some money. So the guy that killed her, he was going to collect to have sex with her. And, you know, to pay some of the debt down. And she didn't want to do it. And she said that that she would call the police because he had warrants out. And her girlfriend, Lynette, would have been the one that may have, you know, done that. But I'm not exactly sure because I think somebody erased her headstone, her thing. They either just kept on doing it, so I mean the headstone like has no name on it, or the with the floor stone, or the, you know, it's not really a headstone, it's, you know, on the ground, not standing up.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, so there may be a connection that way. If you're meant to know for more about that or connect with somebody who did it, it will happen. So it's not like you have to go search something out to find out, but it will just happen. So, Nathaniel, I suppose I'll let you go, but I do want to send you a lot of love from her and a lot of positive feelings for you that she just wants to acknowledge. So, thanks for calling. It was nice talking to you.
Hey, super, very good. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay, so this is so interesting. Facebook people and people on Blog Talk still, this person from Damascus, Pennsylvania, keeps calling me repeatedly. I don't know what's happening. I hope it's not too bothersome for all of you. So we are going to take another phone call. Oh, Annie. Now, Annie, you said something on Facebook, but I don't know if I could see it. I miss her. I'm sad. I can't see the whole thing. Okay, I'm not really sure. So you'll have to ask me again because I'm not really sure what you're asking. So I'm going to take another caller. Isn't this fun? See, this is what happens when I don't talk for, you know, 45 minutes. We're going to go to, which number shall we go to? I want to make sure I don't hit the same people I've already talked to because that would be weird. How about this number? I don't think. How about this? I like this one. This reminds me of Beethoven for some reason. So let's see what we got going here. 8292. This is like bingo here. 8292. Hello, how are you?
Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Anna. Anna?
Ooh, nice to meet you. And how can I help you today?
Nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm kind of like interested in finding another job. And I was really interested in this one job, and they just hired somebody else instead of me. And I really was hoping that they would have hired me. And do you see anything else coming to me? Or I don't want to stay at the job where I'm at. I don't really like it. It's not challenging enough.
Right. You know, the interesting part I'm getting right now is that as soon as you said that the job didn't work, I'm going to say the number again. Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you. 818-739-8818. Okay, sorry, it didn't post on the top of my Facebook feed. 818-739-8818. Okay. As soon as you said you didn't get the job, immediately my heart went, thank God, which is interesting. Because the feelings I'm getting, yes, isn't that weird? I know.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, because I had a client a long time ago who was so focused on getting this job, and this is popping into my head, so I will say anything that comes in, of course. She was so focused on getting this job. She called me, I don't know how many times, and what should I do, and blah, 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 blah. Well, she got the job, and it turned out to be the worst thing ever for her. Absolutely the worst job. And she ended up, that job ended up going away. Then she didn't have any job, and she was, her self-esteem was shot. It was horrible. So it is interesting that as soon as you said you didn't get it, I was like, oh, thank God. Because for whatever reason, it just doesn't feel right. Okay, it's not feeling right.
Oh.
And I know it's a job you wanted and all of that, and I know it was a good job and it would have been great, and I know you would have liked it, but there's something's not right with it. I don't know where that's coming from. I have a guy on the other side, and I think I'm going to touch in with him for just a second, but I have a guy on the other side, and I want to say uncle. I want to say uncle, uncle. So, and along with that is coming my uncle's name, one of my uncle's names, which is Bill. So I don't normally get names. I don't even know if that connects to anything, but I want to make sure I say both things because something may make sense. So I want to say uncle and I want to say Bill. I also get the feeling of something wrong in my right arm. Okay, so he may have had something that affected his right arm before he passes. I do get a little bit of breathing issues, so I don't know if I've got a heart, lung, or something issue going on in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's coming through. Do you have any idea who that could be possibly?
I had a girlfriend, her husband, many years, like maybe 10 years ago. His name was Bill.
Okay. Okay. That could be. We'll see. And what may happen. So for those of you who don't understand sometimes how this all works, is they on the other side use what's in my head. And so they would know I have an Uncle Bill, and so that may have been where I'd go with the uncle, okay? So that could be. And do you happen to know if he had anything wrong with the arm that would have affected him before he passes?
He had he passed of a heart attack.
Okay. And I'm really wondering if he had stuff going down the arm. You know, I've heard that happens. So anyway, I think he's the one that's coming in. And even though, you know, you may not have been the best of friends here, or even if you were the best of friends here, they will still
right.
give you messages, whatever they want to give you.
Of course.
And it,
yeah,
it's definitely
you.
The yeah, okay. And it's definitely the impression of that wasn't the right one. Okay. That wasn't the right one. And I know you don't like your job. And there may be a lesson to be had in this. Oh, well, you know, you didn't get it. It's disappointing. I know. And all of that. There may be another reason that we just don't know yet. The timing may not be right. Maybe that job will come back to you again later. There's something here. And I know the job you have now, you said you didn't really like it all that much. It's not the best. And it's just not really fulfilling for you right now. So there's something here about making sure that you, of course, check out with other opportunities, and I know you will. But it's also the feeling of allowing the right thing to come to you. So don't get too attached to one particular situation. Oprah said something okay. once that I loved. Man's rejection is often God's protection. And that is the greatest thing.
Yeah.
It'd be, you know, when we get rejected, whether it's by, you know, a date or whether it's a job that we wanted, it is a man's rejection,
yeah.
but there may be a reason why not. So this is a little bit of a mix of mediumship and a little bit of a mix of coaching coming in here because it's the wanting to make sure you look at it from as many different angles as possible. Because when something goes wrong, what do? Of course, we focus on what went wrong, what we wanted, we didn't get it. We think about the, you know, what could have been and what should have been rather than focusing on what we've got now and doing the best we can with what we have now and then being able to move forward
yeah.
with it, you know.
Yeah.
You understand.
Absolutely.
And okay. And, you know, and I understand also as well that you're actually quite good at your job. Part of the reason you don't like it is that it's just not as challenging for you anymore. It's just not that interesting anymore. And also, is there someone that you work with that's not very nice? Like, just
yeah.
not very nice? Let's just leave it at that. Yeah.
A couple of them.
And so that's,
there's a couple
you know,
of them, but yeah, one is the key.
Yeah. And it doesn't help. You know, we get, you know, if
right.
you go in and you're having to watch your words or you have to, you know, listen to somebody say things that are stupid or whatever, it doesn't help. So but there's things to be had here. And I know you're good at what you do. And so I wouldn't be too concerned about missing that opportunity, because I get such a strong sensation that another opportunity is coming in. So don't worry.
Yeah, I have another interview tomorrow.
Another
interview tomorrow. Just like a couple of them coming in now again. Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. We'll have to see.
Well, you know.
I mean, there's.
Yeah. Don't get attached. Because once you're attached, when we get nervous.
I was really excited about it. But I didn't think it was going to happen because I didn't hear back from them for over a month. So I kind of knew. But I kind of was hoping as well. So it wasn't such a big deal today. I'm kind of like relieved that it's over and that I didn't get it and that I can move on. And,
awesome.
And then I'm still at this job. Oh, it's so crazy. I like it and I don't like it. It's an on and off thing. At least I have a job. I'm, at least.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's a good attitude. And it sounds,
does the guide say that I will be getting a new job anytime this year soon or anything around
the job
and what needs to
Yeah, the message that I keep feeling is to trust that it's going to work out. The opportunity is coming. So it's coming. It's divine timing. You've got to have divine timing. So if you trust that it's going to work out exactly as it's supposed to, the stress will go down. You'll be more relaxed in your interviews because you'll just go, you know what? If I'm supposed to get this job, it'll be the perfect job for me and I'll get it. And
there you go.
And that will help your interview process, because I have to say the feeling I'm getting from him is, yes, it's coming. So just go with the flow. Don't get attached. Don't get attached. Go with it. And that will help. I'm telling you, that will really help. And, I know you're good at it. I know you're well-spoken. I know that what you say is accurate. And you have a good way about yourself, too. You're very personable, and you're very good about how you interact with people. So he's given me so much information about you, what kind of person you are. So I know that it's going to work. So no need to worry. No need. So Anna, good luck tomorrow. I'll be thinking about you.
Thank you.
Just keep going because I'm feeling good.
Are you on the radio every day, every night? Or?
The Lilydale Show is only on Tuesday nights at 8. 8 to 9, and then, though I usually go a little bit over, apparently Thursday night I have another show I do at 8:30. That's a little bit hard to get in on, but I share these things on my Facebook page, so Colleen VanderZeiden, medium and self-empowerment coach, so that you can click on the link and it'll tell you how to call in and that stuff. So that's another show
Thursday
I do on Thursday.
So called Lilydale. What's the other show called?
The other one on Thursday night is called Creating an Inspired Life, and it's on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV.
What is it called?
It's on A1R Psychic Radio, and I post
A1R?
The link on Thursday night. A1R. A1R.
So it's A-O-N-E-A-R?
So A, the letter A, then the number 1, and the letter R. And then A1R, Psychic Radio. And if you Google it, you'll find it. But if you go to my page, my Facebook page, you can find information there. Or on my website. So my quick link is psychicmediumcolleen.com.
Okay, so this is another, like a radio station, like a blog talk, Ask One Radio.
Yeah, that one's a little different because this one I do all the technology myself. But that one, I actually have a producer, and everybody takes care of my issues. All I got to do is show up.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice. So that's on my Thursday night show. But if you go to my website, I have a radio page that lists all the shows I've done for Lilydale and with the videos. Same thing for the other show. All the videos are there and all the topics. And so you can see everything, and then there's links so you can watch and listen everywhere. So you can go there.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Well, Anna, it was nice talking to you. You have a good night.
Good night. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. So that was like a whole advertisement for my shows right there. Did you see that? Yeah. So I do two shows. This one's a little bit different. This one I have control over the callers. The other one I don't have control over the callers. People call in and then my producer actually calls people back. But on that show, it is a psychic show, so I can do whatever I want, psychic or mediumship. But because this is a Lilydale show, I do try to stick with some mediumship a little bit more. So just in case, again, if you're calling from Damascus, Pennsylvania, or anywhere else, is 818-739-8818. I'm going to take another caller. I hope you're having fun. Sometimes people don't like listening to other people getting phone calls, so it's a little weird sometimes. Let me see about this number. How about this one? 2610. 2610. How are you?
I am great. Oh my gosh, I didn't think I'd get on.
You know, I've started just kind of going with the flow of the numbers. Now I've got so many people on hold right now that I'm just picking numbers that I like for some reason. So there you go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you liked mine.
So what's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen? Say the number one more time because somebody's asking me. That's okay, Kayla. I actually told the wrong number for a first couple of my shows. It's 818-739-8818. Okay. Sorry, Kristen. So how can I help you today?
I was hoping to get a message from someone.
Okay. Now, do you have somebody in particular in mind? And would it be a male on the younger side?
Yes.
Okay, because I got a male on the younger side right away. I don't know if you're watching at the same time here, but I just want to keep moving. I just want to keep moving. Would he have been somebody who has a lot of energy, a lot of nervous energy, anything like this?
Kind of, yeah.
Because I want to move.
I don't know. Do you happen to know if he
took any drugs? Okay, do you happen to know if he took any drugs or really liked
just
caffeine?
Oh, he loved coffee, yes.
Okay.
He loved coffee.
I'm just checking. Okay, because it's always interesting how they get certain things through to me, and I'm a body person, so I feel stuff in my body, and that just makes me – caffeine just makes me go crazy, so I can't really have any.
Okay.
Could you imagine being – caffeine, it'd be horrible. So it might be that. And does he pass on the younger side, like early, you know, really, like 20s or something, or even teens?
29.
Okay. And I feel like when he passes, I understand there's some health concerns here and there for him, but I still feel like it's a surprise. Was it a surprise to people?
Yes. It was very unexpected. It just happened at the end of December.
Okay. Oh, that's very recent. Yeah, because it feels like it's a surprise. I know there's a couple of things that are going on medically, but still, I don't feel like it's this big, you know, that I should have passed, you know, that kind of thing. And also tell me, did he have some, you know what I mean? Did he have some charm about him? Was he really good at how he connects with people? I want some charm here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. We connected so well. Everybody that I met him was like, oh, my gosh, he's amazing.
Yeah, there's it's a charm, and I don't mean that in an insincere way, okay?
No.
Think it's, you know what I mean? It's how he connects. He sees people for who they really are. He has friends in all different areas of life. For him, it doesn't make a difference what people do or anything. He's just friends with everybody. He can be standing in a line someplace, and all of a sudden, he's made a new best friend. You know, it's a great personality, I must say. I like his energy. There's an enthusiasm here. There's also that feeling of looking at the bright side as well. Did he try to stay focused on the positive as much as possible?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. And I know he would get frustrated, of course, because we all do with things, but it's the overwhelming attitude of that. And there's a certain sense of humor that I like with him as well. He's got a bit of a joking personality, And he will say things just to see what happens and just to make people laugh. Pretty much nothing is sacred here. He'll say anything, not in a rude way, of course, because that's not him. But he will say anything to get people to laugh. And he actually wants to say hi to a bunch of people here. He knows so many, and I understand his service was quite large. Lots of people.
Yes. It was standing room only. Standing room only.
Yeah, it's like lines. I see lines. Did they have a line afterwards, like a receiving line or a greeting line or something like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the line went all the way back into the hall, and his mom just said, "I can't believe how many people came."
Yeah, he's showing me that. And the interesting part I like about this is he shows this to me, but he's not saying it as though, "Oh, I was the best. I had all these friends." He's not doing that. It's more like a fact. This is what happened. You know, he's
He would have been shocked at how many people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's on the more humble side anyway. You know, he doesn't recognize that his small, in his mind, conversations with people actually made a difference to people and made them feel better. He doesn't really see that or recognize it. It's kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah. Because for him, it's just perfectly normal to talk to people like that, to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, it's no big deal. But these other people, it was a big deal. And he made people feel so comfortable and safe and acknowledged and seen. And, and as he's talking about that and showing me that, there is a joy that is coming across his face right now. I'm getting this sense of joy. It's so happy. That how he is now, the joy of how he is now, how he feels now, but also the joy and satisfaction of his life and his friends and his family, and just the happiness to actually come through and say hi, but also just to connect with everybody and just say, you know what, I'm doing great. I feel so good here, and how much he loves everybody. And everybody knows he loves them. You know, we all know this, but he's still going to say it. I love everybody. I love you all. And he's so strong with this. And it comes through with such a gratitude for having had this life, having had this experience where he got to meet all these people. He got to do some things he really wanted to do. Even though he passes early, there's a satisfaction here. You know, I did a good job. I did the best I could, you know. And so there is that. So I'm telling her there. He wants me to make sure I mention that. Feel free if you want to say hi to people and that he loves them so very much, and to thank them for everything they did for him. You know, the acknowledgments, not just, you know, having a beautiful service, but it's the stories and it's the talking about him and it's the remembering the fun things. And taking his passing is a way to guide the future as well, to acknowledge him, to remember him, to live the way you would want to live, to let this person come through and to bring through his energy too. Wow, he's fun. I do like him. He's nice. He's really a nice guy. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. I'm so glad.
Yes, I'm so glad
he
came
in.
Was he? No wonder he's talking about loving everybody around in all of this. No wonder, oh my God. So, and don't worry, everybody, I'm just going to keep talking. So don't worry about my 90-second warning. I've been doing this for a few weeks now. I don't know what I'm doing. No wonder he came in so fast and wanting to talk with you. I'm so sorry that you've had to experience this, because I know it's very difficult. But I can tell you, 100% that he is very happy and he is very well aware of everything going on and how much he loves everybody. So, you know, even though he's on the other side, his energy is still here. It is still here because that's him. he wants to take care of people. That's him. He's going to do that. So he's just going to go back and forth and do whatever he wants to do because he can. And so that's good.
Yeah. Well, Kristen, it was so nice talking to you. So much love to you from him and from me as well. And everybody who's listening and watching, I'm sure, is sending you love as well. So I'll send you love
thank
and blessings.
Thank you. I'm crying.
You're welcome.
Joy. You just joy. Made my day.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm still sending you so much love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was interesting. You know, he came in so fast and so very strong right away. Don't worry, I'm just going to keep talking. He just came in, and it's just right there in our face. I was going to take one more phone call. Hold on 2 seconds. I want to see who I'm going to. We've got so many. I'm so sorry I can't get you all of you, but I got to a lot of you, so that's pretty good today, don't you think? I know it's probably boring for some of you, but that's okay. Let's do this one, 2911. So 2911. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, Colleen, I'm Terry. Thanks for taking my call.
Terry?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So we won't go too long, but do you have something that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I was hoping you would take my call. I'm just I'm feeling a little, you know, I guess frenetic in my own relationship energy. And I really resonated with your last caller because I have a best friend of mine who passed young and also a former boyfriend of mine who passed young. And sort of the advice you were giving to her or what you were doing to validate sort of came through to me. And it's like sometimes I feel as though maybe I'm projecting on my current relationship. However, I think he's dealing with things that maybe my past, you know, everybody in your past teaches you something, friend, family, relationship. So I'm sort of like struggling with that right now. So I really enjoyed your show. Any messages you may have for me, because I have quite a few loved ones in spirit, I would appreciate.
Yeah. Do you happen to have somebody on the other side who had a car accident or some kind of a vehicle accident before they passed? It may or may not be the cause of their passing, but I've got somebody who was in an accident.
That would be my former boyfriend.
Okay. And would you happen to know if he had some internal issues from that?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And did it cause his passing?
Yeah, okay. He died. Yep.
Okay.
Actually, I've had people. There was a person a long time ago too, but him. He's the most recent, so I believe he's probably coming through.
Yeah. Probably. I'm getting a lot of feelings in my back and my hips, and it just feels very internal stuff happening in there. Lots of stuff going on. You know, it is interesting, too, because I am getting a feeling right away of an apology that I want to apologize to you. I want to tell you I'm sorry. And I'm also getting the feeling of him having contributed to his passing by his actions.
Yeah.
Would you happen to know the details enough to know if he did something he shouldn't have done or that would have caused this
Absolutely.
Accident?
Absolutely. I actually saw him an hour before.
Absolutely.
We weren't together or speaking, but he was in passing. We were in a restaurant. I saw him pull in, and I pulled out, which is weird. And then we drove down the same road, and then I was notified the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, and there was drug use. Yeah. So then now in my current relationship, they're kind of similar. I mean, and I don't mean that in a way like I'm projecting it. Like, they'll buy the same kind of beer. And I'm like, okay, that's not good. Like, and it's like an IPA. It's not a normal beer, you know? And the name of the beer is Two Roads. And I'm like, well, so like, let's take the other road this time, you know? So there's like a lot of like anxiety from that. There's no closer. So I think I called him at the right time tonight. I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay. Timing is everything, let me tell you.
You
know, and the feeling of apologizing and the responsibility, taking responsibility for his actions and all of that, the sense I'm getting right now is I want to draw a line between you and him, okay? That doesn't mean you're not communicating or anything like that. It's a line of delineation of what he's responsible for and what you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about releasing some of that is, it's not what you, it's not yours. Don't take it.
Right.
You know, to release some of that, even though you were not totally communicating right before he passes, you know, there's always leftovers because we don't have that finished sense. But he's giving me this sensation that not to worry about it. It's not important.
Okay.
It's not important. Don't worry about the unsaid.
The
current
one is sort
don't
of
worry.
Pulling on those heartstrings. He's sort of using it almost against me, and then he'll, like, take off, and it's like, well, I'm not going to live in fear. You know what I mean? I'm not going to live in fear just because that happened in my past. So, like, my current knows it, and he knows better.
Yeah.
He's a firefighter, but like, he almost uses that, like, as a reason for me to worry. And I'm not going to – you know what I mean? Nobody should live like that. So that makes a lot of sense
no.
for me.
Yeah, I'm glad that made sense for you. Because, yeah, you, yeah, no.
My dad's in spirit. Yeah. I don't know if he's with him, but I feel like they're a strong force together.
Interesting. And we do take some baggage, of course, you know, with us as we move on to new relationships and all that stuff. But the feeling, that message is so very strong about what's yours is yours, what's not is not. And so you might want to consider spending some time, you know, just really touching in with yourself. What is it you really need? What is it you really want? Who are you really? Mm-hmm. What is acceptable to you? What is not acceptable to you? What are your boundaries? All of that, you know, and of course, taking responsibility. And, you know, if you feel like you might be projecting, look at it honestly. If you are, then take care of it. If you're not, then there you go. You know,
I think I'm being gaslit.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, you're doing your thing, you know, you're checking things out. So that's the big thing. And, you know, your friend on the other side, when he's coming through, he's giving me such an impression of wanting to just let you know that it's all good. It's all okay. It's good.
I know.
We need to make sure we're having fun here. We need to make sure we're having a good time, not to worry, all of that. Now, we have leftovers here in the physical body. We carry our baggage
mm-hmm.
forward. But the people who cross over, they don't have that baggage anymore.
Right.
They can release it. They work through it, and
right.
they go, okay, I'm done with this. I see what I did. I see, you know, what I learned and all that. So it's back to that self-responsibility thing.
I think I may have encountered someone who I might have to teach lessons to, and I've really never been in that position, like, considering I've learned so many so far. I'm only 33. So I think I'm in the position now to maybe, like, this isn't for you to tell me. You know, I'm not carrying this on with him because I've already made peace with that. So you validated that for me,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. That's awesome.
Maybe it's time for him
that
to
is
learn
awesome.
Those lessons. Yeah. I really appreciate you taking
yeah.
my call.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling, Terry, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Colleen.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I want to thank you all for watching and listening, and it's been fun. We've, you know, done a lot of callers tonight. I did a good job about keeping my stuff short. Who knows what I'll do next week? We'll find out when I do next week. I do want to thank you, especially if you stuck it out for this long. But you can connect with me at psychicmediumcolleen.com, as well as on Facebook, Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. And I should be talking to you next week. I don't think I have anything going on that's going to stop me from that. So you have fun, and I will see you later. Goodbye.